Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take center stage with Insta All Electric. Are you in?
Oh my God, here we go, lads, because the news broke this morning that model and former Miss Universe Ireland, Aisha Akeredi, has been revealed as the first celebrity on Dancing with the Stars this January in RTÉ 1. And the even bigger news to talk about is the fact that she is sitting here with me right now. You are very welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I feel so weird when people say the celebrity because I've never, ever, ever in my lifetime called myself.
Oh, girl, just get over that. Honestly, like, you just get on with it. This music that I'm playing in the background is going to induce a lot of anxiety into your body because this is what you're going to hear right before your very first live show and then every live show from then on. Are you so excited?
I'm excited and nervous. Like, literally, everyone's like, how are you feeling this morning? And I'm like, I can't even explain it. Like, literally, it's a mix of excitement and nerves. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely crazy. And, like, it's going to be all-consuming, but you're going to have the time of your life. Aisha, you have tried lots of new things in the past. Lots of people would know you from your time as Miss Universe Ireland. What got you started on that?
It's wild because I was 18. I was doing my undergrad in law. And one of my friends wanted to do Miss Universe Ireland and she asked me to come along with her and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, let's go.
Bad idea.
So we get to the auditions and they're asking me all these questions like, who's your favourite Miss Universe? I was like, I've never watched it before. And so, yeah, so whatever. They ended up saying that I can come into the competition. They see potential in me. So yeah. Did the competition, got to top 10. That was the year Grania Galanow won. Oh my gosh.
Also, former Dancing with Stars contestant.
Yes. Following in her footsteps in every way, shape and form. But yeah, so then a few years went past and I just kept thinking about how many powerful women I met at Miss Universe Ireland in 2018. And it's what got me to start my nonprofit as well.
Because, yeah, let's talk about your nonprofit, please.
Thanks. Yeah, so I started a nonprofit a year after doing Miss Universe Ireland in 2018. So I was 19 at this point in 2019. And I just felt like we needed a safe space for young black girls in Ireland back then. Just for them to feel comfortable, for them to feel like they have a community, a big sister. Yeah. I was 19. I don't know why I kept acting like I was such an older lady.
I actually think the pageants do that to you. You act up your age the whole time just to, you know, be like, oh yeah, no, I'm so mature.
Yeah, because I was a baby of the pageant back then. But yeah, so I started a nonprofit. It's a social initiative and basically it's a safe space for all women in Ireland to feel comfortable, confident and aware. So I ended up expanding it to allow basically all women, all men, anybody from any walk of life to be able to avail of our services. So we kind of provide a listening ear for anybody who basically just needs someone to talk to, because sometimes that's all you need is literally somebody to listen to you. Yeah. And then we also do some fundraising stuff for other charities, so we don't accept any funds or anything like that. Yeah. We kind of like choose a specific cause to work towards and then we just focus on that. So for the past few years, it has been menstrual poverty. So providing period products to the homeless and to women in rehabilitation as well. I never knew about period poverty when I started it, but obviously I'm going to continue it for, I feel like, forever.
I think you will forever. Recrowned is the name of your charity organisation. Yeah. And you've mentioned and you've tipped on a little bit there that you talk about mental health and you support different charities, but you have had some issues with panic attacks and stuff like that yourself. How are you feeling going into Dancing with the Stars?
Honestly, that's what I keep saying. Like, I'm so nervous. A lot of people, when I tell them that I have anxiety, they're always like, no, you don't. How did you do a pageant if you have anxiety? How have you done a reality TV show? And I'm like, it's like a performance. Like, I'm working towards something for a long time and then it's today for me to actually like let it all go and be able to perform what I've been doing for a long time. But behind the scenes, like, literally I get the worst panic attacks ever. Like, I used to be really socially anxious as well. It was actually being at Miss Universe that brought me out of that social anxiety. But yeah, a lot of people never believe me because they're like, how do you model and do all this stuff? But it's the reality of like the unseen things that people don't. It's the reality behind social media and behind what people see online. It's the things that people don't really talk about. So I'm trying to speak more about it so more people can feel comfortable and understand that it's not just them that are going through things like that.
Anxiety doesn't have a face though. And yeah. I think that that's really hard because like that, you know, people see you putting your best foot forward and the very confident side of you.
Yeah.
And then to know that you're suffering with panic attacks behind the scenes. And panic attacks are no jokes. If anybody's ever had them, they quite literally feel like it's the end of the world.
Yeah. Like and they cannot breathe.
No, it feels like a heart attack. You can't and you are panicking then because you've no idea how to deal with that. So you've obviously got help for this.
Yeah. So I have an underlying health condition as well. Okay. Basically, my blood cells die 3 times faster than anybody else's. So I have to always make sure that I'm taking my time with everything I'm doing, actually taking breaks, eating enough, drinking enough water. So I have my water with me at times. And so because of that, I'm really lucky with my doctors. They always make sure that, like, literally any little thing that I have an issue with, they always make sure that I get the help with that. So I'm so grateful for them. So I do have help with that. I have a therapist for the past few years as well who's been helping me with a lot of my struggles. She's a sweetheart. Yeah. So I'm really happy.
Well, your health is your wealth and you're putting that front and center, but you're also looking after yourself. Yeah. Your family must be so proud of everything that you've achieved and you're achieving. Like, you were so young. And I mean that in the biggest compliment. Like, you have honestly done so much to this point. Are they buzzing?
Yeah, honestly, like, my family are just, I feel like they're always just like, I wonder what Aisha is going to be doing next, to be honest, because the rest of my siblings are so laser focused on their careers, like finance, medicine, and I'm just like, yeah, I've done the law degree, but I don't know if I want to work in law.
You have a law degree as well.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can't do. Oh my God. Talk to me about your mom, because she's a huge inspiration for you, isn't she?
Yeah, my mom is literally an angel. She's definitely listening right now. Hi,
of course
mommy.
She is.
She's a medical scientist. She's a senior medical scientist. She's literally been a scientist for as long as I can remember. She's my biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. She's a self-made woman. She's so independent. She put all of us through uni on her own. She's always done it with a smile on her face. Like, she's literally the kindest soul ever. She's my rock. She's my ride or die. I love her so much. And she's going, I hope that she'll be able to be there every
Sunday. Oh, she will.
She,
I'm telling you,
like,
she won't miss out.
You better tell your work no calls this come January and hopefully till March. But yeah,
that's what
I
we like
my
to
mom.
Hear.
She's actually the sweetest person ever.
Let's talk about you, and you have spoken about this a good bit, about your natural hair and how you would like to possibly showcase that on the show.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a wig now. Mm-hmm. I love my wigs. But yeah, I really feel like it's so important for us as black women to be able to showcase our natural hair. I think growing up, it was really unheard of for a black girl to walk around with her natural hair. And when we did get made fun of. And so when I was at Miss Universe, I did wear wigs the whole time. Yeah. But on the preliminary performance, when I wore a wig, I did not feel like myself. It was really weird. Like, I wore a brown wig and then I said my name, I said my country proud, but then I watched it back that night and I was like, I don't feel like me and I don't feel like a connection to myself. So after that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna take the wig off for the next round. Everyone's gonna be so confused and be like, where the hell did this girl's hair go? Because my wigs are very good quality.
Yeah, I mean, your wig right now is absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank
like, it doesn't
you.
Look like a wig at all.
Thank you. Yeah, so I just was like, okay, I'm gonna go on with my natural hair, and I did, and I really feel like it did make a huge impact. I know TikTok ate it up. Some people were like, what the hell is happening? But then others were like, this is what we want to see. And a lot of parents did end up messaging me and saying, like, my daughter is saying she wants to wear her natural hair more because of you. So I have been trying to embrace my natural hair too. It's been a huge journey for me as well, but it's something I am still working towards. I love my natural hair. I've shaved it last year, so it
no
is
way.
It's growing in very nicely, longer than it was before, luckily for me. But yeah, like, I do hope that I will get the opportunity to have a moment where I can wear my natural hair on the show. The hairdressers on the show that, like, deal with my hair, like, they are very good with handling.
We need to give a shout out to Stephanie, because she's definitely listening as well now, and Stephanie will be the one who's going to be doing amazing things with your hair.
And I've seen the work she's done with other black girls' hair, and I'm like, I need your hands on my hair. Like, so I'm really, really excited to be working with her.
You are going to have so much fun. Right now, the listeners know you a little bit more and they've got a bit more of your personality. What is your background with dance?
Okay, so I actually did ballet from the age of 4 to 15.
She's got posture.
Yeah, that's one thing that I have. I'm able to stand up straight.
Gorgeous. Now, can you bend backwards? That's all the ballroom needs.
That's the issue. I feel like it's probably going to be the most complicated thing of my life, trying to figure out how to bend my back to dance. Like, it's strange to me.
Because you feel like you're falling over and you're not, and they're like, you're not back far enough. And you're like, I am touching the floor. And they're like, still not far enough. Still not there.
Oh gosh. Like, I feel like I am really nervous for this whole, like, switching up the normal posture for me, because I have always been complimented on how straight I stand. Or I was like, people are always like, how do you stand so straight? I'm like, I actually put my hands behind my back and then I'm like, and then I continue my day like that. That's how I do it. But I did a bit of ballet growing up, and then I stopped because I had a knee injury, you know, like, didn't make a professional like the footballers always say. But then after I was having a lot of health issues, I was like, I need to do something at least once a week again, to be able to, I guess, get my stamina back up, if that makes sense, because even walking up the stairs was so hard for me. So I was like, I'm going to pick ballet up again. So I picked ballet up again like a couple months ago when I was 24. I'm 25 now, guys. I only turned 25 like a month ago.
But happy birthday a month ago. We were celebrating birthday months here. Well, it's December now.
Oh, no, 2 months ago.
Isha, we might need to keep an eye on your timings.
I'm really bad at that. It's the African in me. I'm an African girl, African time, but
If you were like going out with all of your friends, would you be the first one up on the dance floor? Or, sorry, the face on you. I'm assuming not.
No, I'm like, we need to book a table so that I can sit down and we don't have to stand up. Only maybe if like certain songs come up, I might get up and be like, I'll do a little bit of a 1-2 step and then I might sit back down. Like, I'm really, really shy to dance, especially, I'm an African girl. I usually would go to like the I want to call them black parties in Dublin, and the way these people dance, like, they have routines.
It's sensational.
Set out, and I'm like, I cannot get up there and embarrass myself amongst these people. They will laugh at me.
So guess what, guys? I'm going to go on a national TV show instead, all about dancing.
Right.
Like, do you know what the best thing is, though, is that you will, every time you go out on the dance floor, you'll know exactly what you're doing. I think, you know, you'll be shown the steps. So there's no guesswork in anything. And I know that you said that you did ballet there. Like, that's grand, but there's no ballet on Dancing with the Stars. So, like, you can't plie your way around the dance floor and hope for the best.
I wish we could, but no, that's not the case.
Let's talk about your TikTok. You touched on that earlier on about being in Miss Universe and when you wore your natural hair and how TikTok added all up. Like, how do you have time for that? Like, and to edit all that? Are you going to keep that going throughout the Dance with Stars journey? Are we going to be able to keep up with you?
This is so funny because I have a 2 or 3 month backlog of posts to post, but my issue is I get anxious to post. So when I'm about to post something, I'm like, I don't know if this is good enough. I don't think I'm going to throw it up. And then, but now TikTok has done this thing where you can't save a video without posting it anymore. So lately I've actually been just posting because I'm like, I want to save this video.
I actually
put on
feel
my
like
Instagram.
TikTok just did this to you.
Yeah.
They
oh,
were
wait,
like,
me?
No, I'm only joking, but I'm like, they're like trying to force you out of your comfort zone.
I'd say I'm probably the reason why TikTok has done this. So I'm sorry to everyone else who's edits on TikTok to post, because I know definitely it's because of me. But yeah, so I am going to try and be posting more. Like, I have a crazy backlog, but it's just a fear of posts. I'm always afraid of what people are going to say, but just going to throw them up, guys. So don't worry, I will be trying to keep up with my
Aisha, look at everything that you've done all by yourself. And, you know, even I know you went through the pageant journey, starting your own charity, getting onto Dancing with the Stars. You're 25 years of age. Post the goddamn video. Just don't worry about other people, because your closest people are going to tell you if you're being, you know, if they're going to bring you back down to earth. If they're not saying anything, they're like, yeah, you're grand, then that's all you need to worry about.
Yeah.
You are going to have the time of your life on Dancing with the Stars. I know that you are right in the middle of rehearsals right now. I am gagging to find out who your pro partner is and what your first dance is. So much to talk to you about. We have so much confidence in you, and congratulations, but we cannot wait to see you on the show. You will come back to us. You're going to promise me that?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, fantastic. That's all I care about. Aisha,
so
no, thank you so much. And again, well done and congratulations. That's Aisha Akeredi, the very first contestant for Dancing with the Stars, which is going to be coming our way on RT1 in January 2025. And I, as you know, cannot wait for this.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Take the lead with Insta All Electric. Are you in?